put your mittens on your kittens and away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Tuesday style. Glad to have you along. Phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, the website FMTalk1065.com. All these places are locations where you can find details about our tailgate contest back for yet another year. Backed by popular demand, the Ultimate Tailgate Contest.
It is very popular.
It's $6,000 worth of prizes, gear that helps you watch football or watch. You can watch what you want, but I mean, I'd suggest football.
Yeah, you can tailgate for whatever you want, but we just happen to do it during football season.
That's right. Details of all the different goodies you'll get, our participating sponsors, and how to win on our Facebook page. It's on our website, other social media platforms as well. Check it out right there. All right. It's a Tuesday. That's when we talk to our buddy from the eponymously entitled QuinnHillier.com, also author of Mad Jones Heretic, the trilogy. Quinn Hillier, hey, man.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Great. Good morning.
How are you, Quinn?
I'm fine.
We're going to get into what's going on in Washington, and it's been the story that is, you know, it's slowly built up steam and with the announcement of the president's pick for Supreme Court, which, by the way, Supreme Court seated yesterday with 8 members, but the president's pick earlier this summer, and now here it is into fall and still debating whether or not Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed.
Yes, still debating. And if the FBI finds nothing relevant by Wednesday or Thursday, then I'm sure the Democrats will come up with some other excuse to say they need to delay even more. This is getting absurd.
Can I argue that just for fairness here, let you bounce off this, that the this FBI investigation, while called for by Democrats, it was greenlighted by either Jeff Flake or Senator Flake was a proxy for somebody else.
Well, yes, it was. And Senator Flake is sort of living up to his last name. You don't announce that you are going to vote for a guy and then 2 hours later say, well, I'll vote for him only on these new conditions. That's bizarre. In fact, it's very flaky. But look, there's a very important piece came out yesterday that said that Christine Blasey Ford's story is falling apart in terms of its timeline, and that's why the Kavanaugh opponents are now going into other stuff like, well, was he entirely truthful in Congress? Did he drink too much in college, et cetera, because they're realizing that they can't hang it on Christine Blasey Ford's story. And I can run down some of those things if you want.
Yeah. Please do it. And then I want to talk about this, the drinking thing, which I think is a fool's errand for those that would chase it. But let's go ahead. Yeah, let's talk about the testimony.
Fool's errand. But let's look at the problems with her testimony. Nobody doubts that she had some bad incident happen to her. Nobody feels anything other than sorrow that whatever happened to her happened. But it's just the fact that after she sat on it for 30 years telling literally nobody, even the first two times she told somebody, her therapist, two different therapists, she told them completely different things as to the timeline than she later told the Washington Post. She did not mention Brett Kavanaugh to either of the therapists. And she said to both of them, well, to one of them, she said that the incident happened in the mid-1980s. And to the other, she said in her late teens, which again would be the mid-1980s. Now, the problem is that she then later told the Washington Post it was when she was 15, which is certainly not late teens, and 1982, which is certainly not what anybody would call mid-1980s. And you know, there might be a slip of the tongue or a problem with memory at one point, but when you tell two different therapists that it happened 3 years later, then you end up telling the Washington Post something doesn't add up. And then when later you say under oath before Congress that this messed you up so badly that you really had trouble your first 2 years at Chapel Hill, that again speaks to it being happening later, because you don't have a trauma like this happen and you still be a cheerleader, still be described as bright and witty and with it by your teachers, and do well enough to get into Chapel Hill, which I will remind people, because they might not be old enough to know, that in the mid-1980s, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, was the toughest state school to get into from out of state in the entire country, meaning she must have had really good grades and done really well in school. And yet suddenly, 3 years after the fact, she says all of a sudden she couldn't function and she almost flunked out of Chapel Hill because of this trauma. Well, that doesn't make sense, but it does make sense if the trauma happened the summer before her senior year, which is when she first told her therapist it happened. Then it would make sense that in her, between her senior year and her freshman year in college, then it would make sense that she would have trouble at Chapel Hill. But you don't go and have no trouble for 3 years and then suddenly have a delayed reaction that leaves you unable to function.
Okay, well, let me run through
there, but I could go on.
Oh yeah, well, let me run through a couple things you said here. So, first of all, you preface this like many that you believe that something did happen, but then at the same time you're questioning a timeline on this. But that timeline, I think, is of interest, because I'm the old stick in the mud that continues to go back to what Brett Kavanaugh said. It was not in who felt which way. It was misconstrued. Brett Kavanaugh said he was not there. He was not there. It seems like that would be the easy thing, or none of this is easy, Lord knows, the easier of the things to prove. And if he can prove he is not there, then this is all for naught. I mean, this is...
He has gone as far as you can possibly go. I mean, those are remarkably detailed calendars. They show it unlikely that he was at such an event. They don't prove that he won, but show it's unlikely. But then when she gets to name the three other people that were there, not him, not journalists, she gets to name the other three people, and they all say they were never at such a gathering with her and Brett Kavanaugh together, including her lifelong friend, who was married, by the way, to Bob Beckel, a big Democrat. When even her witnesses say no such thing happened. Again, yes, a couple of them at first said they didn't remember such a thing happening, but the friend was even more emphatic. She said, "I have never been, as far as she knows, at any gathering with Brett Kavanaugh, period, with or without Dr. Ford." So that all tends to support his contention that he wasn't anywhere near her at such a gathering in 1982 or any other time.
Okay. Well, so, but the retort to that, right? The counter to that is this narrative that we hear now about the drinking, that he blacked out, and so maybe he can believe he was not there, but in fact he was.
Well, first of all, nobody, even the people that said he was a heavy drinker, back off when they said, well, did you ever actually see him pass out, much less blackout, which a blackout is when you don't remember anything. And they said, no, I just saw him, you know, stumbling around drunk in college. Well, you know, a lot of people stumble around drunk in college.
But right.
Nobody has ever actually seen him pass out or blackout. And the people that knew him best in both high school and college, including Chris Dudley, an NBA player for 16 years, who was often with him, said he never saw him to that stage of inebriation. There's another thing in that the American, it's either the Psychiatric or Psychological Association, you know, one of the big umbrella groups, has said that with trauma, in nearly a third of trauma cases, There is, because of the trauma, there's mistaken identity, that it's so traumatic that that the memory puts other names and especially faces on the trauma, if it's bad enough trauma. So okay. That, again, would say, whatever happened to this poor lady, it probably happened when 30 years later she originally told both of her therapists it happened. In 1985, or the mid-1980s, when she was in her late teens, meaning she was probably about 18 years old, just before she went to Chapel Hill and fell apart.
Okay, let's talk about this. So this is all of us surmising what may or may not have happened 30 yeah. years ago. We have this FBI investigation now. The White House is one of our top stories on the website here. It says White House tells the FBI it can talk to anyone about Kavanaugh. Do we have, other than the extreme punditry on either side, do you think the FBI will come up with anything here that will either get people to think differently or confirm confirm beliefs they've already had? Do you think we get an aha or a there's nothing out of this?
You get a you don't get anything more that's really relevant on the Christine Blasey Ford stuff, except insofar as Mark Judge and P.J. Smith might be able to say, well, I was at a party at another point with her, and here were the people there. I mean, if they can add to their denials by putting something forth that might help bolster her recollection that such a gathering existed, but that it was later and that Brett Kavanaugh wasn't there or something like that, that might be the only thing that comes out of that part. I don't even think they're talking to Michael Avenatti's girl, whatever, Julie Smetnick, but she was on NBC yeah. last night and embarrassed the heck out of herself. She backed off of almost every material allegation from her earlier memo. So I don't expect this to do much other than maybe to reassure some wavering senators that there is nothing definitive enough to go with. And that might make them say, if there's nothing definitive and there are holes in her story, then, his entire record argues against it, so I'm going to go ahead and stick with him.
Quinn, last week during the hearing, when the Democrats kept calling for the FBI investigation and Blasey Ford called for the FBI investigation and the GOP kept saying, this is the investigation. We are the group that's supposed to investigate this. The FBI doesn't come to any conclusions. And the next thing you know, we have an FBI investigation. And that FBI investigation initially was supposed to be with those main witnesses, those four that were mentioned, and take less than a week. And now yesterday with the news that the White House is allowing the FBI to expand that and talk to whoever they want to, how are the Republicans who have 11 members on that committee compared to the 10 Democrats and who have the House, how are they letting the Democrats pull them around by the collar in every single thing that comes up?
Because they need the votes, and the two wavering Democrats have been very tight-lipped, and they can't be sure of them, and they know that Flake, Murkowski, and Collins are iffy. And so if Flake, Murkowski, and Collins say they want more investigation, the Republicans can count votes, and they know that they need more investigation. It's the Democrats pulling those three Republicans around by the nose, and those three Republicans in turn leading the rest of the Republican caucus.
So, Quinn, everyone has a role in this saga, if you will. So if we could look forward, so now we're at the end of the seventh day, investigation is wrapped. What say you as to what do you think the next move will be for the American people?
If they don't first of all, they're almost certainly not going to find anything more that bolsters Dr. Ford's recollection. But so that's why now they're focusing on drinking and perjury. Drinking is ridiculous, except insofar as it relates to perjury. Unless they find obvious perjury, then I bet that looking at the polls, the two Democrats say they can't afford to vote against them, and if they can't afford to vote against them, that brings along the other three Republicans. So I think it's actually the two Democrats leading the three Republican waivers, and I think they get either four or five of those wavering votes, which means he passes by about three votes.
But even if the Senator Flake has said that if there's any type of perjury found, that's an automatic no from for his vote.
That's why I said if they find no obvious perjury.
There you go. Quinn, remind folks they want to pick up the Mad Jones Heretic Trilogy, how they do it.
They got to go to Amazon.com and type in either my name or type in Mad Jones, and they'll find all three.
All right, very good. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, Quinn Hillier, check it in. Hey, speaking of Amazon, State of Alabama, if you go online to purchase the trilogy or whatever widget you want, if you check your online shopping cart now, you've got your sales tax. I mean, this has been going on a lot of websites, but it's now officially a thing. We'll talk about that online sales tax. Also take your calls on the Kavanaugh confirmation, 343-0106. Hey, thanks, Kane. 826 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Kane, that guy right there, and Dr. Bill with our forecast. And you at 343-0106. Works for a text or a phone call, 343-0106. Let me quickly give you the online sales tax story, which, by the way, there was a thing last year. Remember they said, oh, we're doing this. There are 20 retailers in the state that are going to be implementing it. The key is, early on, if they had brick and mortar in the state, they had to do the sales tax.
Correct.
Okay, so even if it's like the distribution center or whatever, the Amazon center, they have to do this. Amazon started doing it way back when. The question will be, you know, when will the mom and pops elsewhere, you know, be bound by this? Story from WPMI says, double check your online shopping cart. You know what I do? Just
what
side
do you
note.
Do?
Do y'all do this? Do y'all fill up an online shopping cart and then never check out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why,
and then keep,
why do you do that?
I don't know. Because I'm cheap. I like see a bunch of things. I get a fever for it. Then I see that it's actual dollars. And I go, I'm not spending that kind of money. And then they'll keep reminding you, hey, your cart. Here's some items in your cart that you may want to buy. I said, no, I told y'all when I clicked it off. I guess you have to go back through and remove the things. There are unfulfilled shopping carts of mine all over the internet.
There are also there's a button called Save for Later.
Yeah.
Right.
And I have hundreds of items on my Amazon that are saved for later, and I'll go out and actually maybe buy it at a store or buy it again on Amazon, and it sticks there in the Save for Later spot. So I have plenty of things that I really don't even need anymore.
Do you have them from right before you were married to when you're married, and can you see the change in your cart?
Definitely.
Is this do I have a condition?
Yes, I think
you do. Is it buying bulimia that I have?
Wait,
I
mean, don't.
Or would
do
you
that.
Have to get?
You find another word.
Wait. People get listen. People get mad at me. Get mad at me every day.
Oh, they get mad at me too.
That's right. That's right. So I'm used to it. So not to take away from the real issue of bulimia, but that's or maybe actually having the stuff delivered then sending it back would be
pseudo buying binge.
Yes, I put the stuff in the cart
don't. What's in your? I need to know what's in your cart. Can you open up your cart right now?
I can
see what's in your business.
You can see over here what tracks me over on this. It's usually tractor stuff.
Yeah.
I've been looking at. I got a trip coming up into some very cold weather, and so I was looking at these puffy coats, these down coats, or lightweight carry coats. Mm-hmm. You know, and they pack down in backpacks. For those are following me everywhere.
In different colors?
Yes. Well, it's various camos or whatever, and then some boots and some wool socks. Listen, the stuff is... I'll show you a card here. We'll get that.
Okay.
I do want to get this story before we run out of time that they said, until now, in Alabama, the convenience of shopping from home has come with a bonus, a break on sales tax. Although that's not exactly true, because remember way back when, state of Alabama, I've talked about this a gajillion times, we were supposed to remit... The sale at the year we're supposed to cut a check to the state treasury with what the sales tax would have been.
Supposed to, like, air quotes?
Well, I think they got three or four checks a year like that. the new 8% sales tax is actually 2% lower than what you pay at a brick-and-mortar store in Mobile. Chase Barber here in the story says, regardless of the 8 to 10% tax, I think you'll have to look at the long run whether people are going to be willing to pay that 2% to go to the store and pick it up automatically, or you're going to save that 2% and maybe wait a day to get it. You know, a lot of these places online, you can have it delivered to their brick-and-mortar. But yeah, so that's the thing. Online companies have a leg up on mom-and-pop stores, of course, with many e-tailers not collecting sales taxes for years. I'm actually, while I'm not for the taxes. I am for the getting some uniformity so local mom and pop brick and mortar stores compete. I don't want to give anybody advantage. I just want to make sure everybody's on the same playing field.
Right. But
in the shopping experience. But part of it is not just price and sales tax. Part of it is the fact that people don't want to leave the house.
It's convenience. And I know during, first of all, this Amazon business, I blame Dalton for me even shopping on this website. I never purchased one item before meeting Dalton.
So you're the vector? You're the
just want to put that out there.
Patient
but,
zero?
But yes, Amazon might be paying me. I don't want to say, I don't know.
Spokesmodel. But I will say that there's a convenience factor there that for someone like me who I do not like shopping at all. Mm-hmm. And after going to four different stores looking for something and I can't find it, but I can hop online, see what I purchased last time, and then just double that and go on about my business. You know, but I'm all about supporting local, but convenience, your time, you can never get that back.
Now, there's some local folks, too, doing online stuff as well, but the 8% tax will be split between state and local governments. State gets half, and the counties and cities splitting the rest. We're coming right back.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 8:37 now on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Dalton, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. And looking at the calendar, it doesn't feel like it outside, but we're in a new month now. It's October. What's going on at McConnell Automotive?
Yeah, it still feels like I think the weather thinks it's summertime.
I think so.
You know what? We talk about September, Dalton, being the best month to buy a new vehicle because of all dealers getting new models in this kind of.
And guess what? At McConnell, we still have some of these 2018s that are just ridiculous deals. So for everybody.
Uh-oh. Hey, Mitch.
Denali, Arcadia, any of the vehicles, Dalton, that we have, we are giving closeout prices that in some cases are $11,000 and $12,000 real dollars off the real sticker price on a Z71. And we still have about 40 2018 Yukons. And the brand new truck, the 2019 GMC Sierra, it's here. So when people see that truck, they'll understand why we're clearing these others out. And all anybody has to do is just simply, please, go to our website, McConnellAutomotive.com. Just Google us. And they're going to be blown away by these discounts and savings. And we just have amazing payment plans and we love helping people, buddy. So much fun to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
And we hope everybody comes and checks us out in October.
Okay. Well, tough to hear that call a little bit. I think we got most of it. But the gist of it, you got sales, some great sales going on. Head over to McConnellAutomotive.com and check them out. And if they do want to come check you out in person, where are you located?
We are on Dalton Street, Dalton, just east of I-65. So we're right over there next to Mercedes-Benz and Mobile, and an easy location. And you know what? We got a lot of these things we got to almost give away, so we hope people rush and take advantage of it before they're gone.
All right, Mitch, thanks. Have a great day.
Take care, Dalton.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him at McConnell Automotive, Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
Yeah, this sounds like one of the notch filter effects we can use on our production equipment here. I know Mark Holliday's back there nodding. Doesn't it sound like one of those notch filters?
Exactly.
Robbie, when we after 9, we'll talk about something in a meeting. 343-0106, the phone number, 343-0106. A couple other things here. We continue talking a little bit about sales tax, and Terry also says, I put stuff in my cart that I have no interest in just to mess with their tracking formulas. Pretty funny. During the break, did I prove to you that
you
I have carts over the internet that are full of things that I never buy?
Mm-hmm. Here's a little trick.
What's wrong with me?
If you have the same Amazon or the same, you know, online web account, if you share one with your wife or husband, your significant other, and you share the same account, and you don't want to be that person that outright comes out and says, this is what I would like for my birthday or this is what I would like for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
That's a little trick there.
Sitting in there?
Yes, if you leave something in the cart or leave it saved for later, uh-huh. Every now and then your significant other will go there and they'll say, I wonder why they didn't buy this. It looks like they might want that. And then next thing you know, it's sitting under the tree.
What do you do, though, if you go to check on it and they've deleted it?
Then you've done something wrong.
But then I would ask the same question, say, if they didn't purchase it, why they really probably didn't want it. So
yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
It could be a power move, though.
Okay, now that's just confusing. Or instead of just saying, I'd like a so-and-so.
No, but I mean, if you're putting it there and hoping they see it and then they delete it, mm-hmm. Maybe they just purchase it, but they want to throw you off.
I think that
might. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sitting, you know, go ahead. I'm sitting back and trying to.
You and your buddy.
Swimmy headed from this. I do want to land this plane too, because I brought the story up at the end of last hour, and Dalton says he has had this theory, and I believe it is true. I don't think he's making it up. That your dogs get depressed when you're on the phone. Mm-hmm. Now, a story from ABC 13 in Houston says, it turns out your friends, your significant other, your family, your coworkers, and your kids aren't the only ones who get bummed out. When you totally ignore them and stare at your phone, that feeling crosses species. According to a new study, your dog also gets depressed when they see you using your phone. Researchers say that your dog picks up on the fact that you're ignoring them when you're using your phone, and you can make the dog more anxious. Oh, come on with the anxious dogs. Eventually, all that anxiety can lead up to depression. Oh, my gosh. Once again, if you doubted we live in the most prosperous nation on the earth, we're talking about anxiety and depression in dogs. Just like I've pointed out over the decades, there's diet dog food. There's diet dog food. Okay, instead of just not feeding the dogs as much.
Or making them run outside.
There's diet dog food. Mm-hmm. If you ever question, if somebody, you know, tells you that we're not the best and this is not the best, we have diet dog food in this country. So the researchers say that your dog picks up on the fact you're ignoring them, using the phone, makes them anxious and possibly depressed. Study also found out your cat doesn't love it when you're on your phone either. Let me point out here, side note, your cat doesn't love anything.
Oh, my
Your cat
goodness.
Is plotting your demise. Okay. But since they're less social than dogs, it doesn't bother them as much. Or maybe they're not, you want more trouble for the show today? They're not as smart as dogs, and they don't get that either.
You're just really climbing up that tree.
Really, if your cat had a phone, you know, if your cat had a phone, they put this in the note, if your cat had a phone, what would they do on the ABC 13 store? I tell you what they would do, they would ignore you. If the cat could be on a phone.
They'd text you and say, come here, meow.
Listen, they'd be on cat chat.
You know what? You know how you can deal with a depressed dog, the best way to deal with a depressed dog or cat?
Tennis balls.
No. What? Take them to the animal shelter and show them real unhappiness.
Okay? Like a scared straight thing we had when we were kids when they brought the people from jail?
That's right. You want to join them or do you want to be depressed at home?
Yeah. I think this probably...
We have lost our minds in this country.
This problem should really take a back seat to when you have children and you're doing the same thing on the phone, because it's the children... If you have kids and they're asking to spend time with you, and they want to hang out with mom or dad, and you're stuck there on the phone looking at Twitter or reading the latest Wall Street Journal or Fox News update that comes in on your phone. Now, that is long-term damage. That will hurt your relationship with your kid. I'm 100% convinced of that. I used to be an outdoor dog guy growing up. We had no indoor dogs.
Right.
That all changed when I moved out on my own and got a Boston Terrier.
Yes.
And this thing, he just wants to play with me 24 hours of the day. I'll throw the ball down the hallway to him for 45 minutes.
And still he wants more?
And he still wants more. And every now and then I'll pick up the phone. Okay. A lot of times, I'll pick up the phone and I'll be completely consumed by that.
Right.
And the next thing I know, I see the puppy dog eyes.
Watch this, what he does.
I see the puppy dog eyes looking right up at me, and I'm like, wow, I really
didn't you
need
say
to get off the phone right
puts
now.
His paw up
yes,
on you?
He will put his paw up on my leg and act like I haven't been playing with him for the last 6 years, 50.
Because in dog memory, he may not remember that.
Wait a minute, but true or false, he played an integral part of your wedding.
He did.
Then he's paid his dues.
Wait till you have human beings, little human beings, because little human beings will act out to make sure. If you're on the phone, act out either just like daddy, or they will. It'll be like after some big sports win when the fans go riding through town and stuff. The children will do that too to see, because if you're not gonna.
Oh my gosh.
If you're going to stay on that work call any longer, we're going to turn the couch over. We're going to knock down these things.
I'll give you the mom aspect of it after the break.
All right. And plus two, this was just pointed out by Bob. They even have probiotics for dogs' digestive tracts. Once again, if you doubted we're the most prosperous nation on earth, there you go. All right. 850 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. Shane says, my dog is so depressed that he eats out of the litter box.
No.
And the dog says, wow, the cat left me snacks. Okay, I'm going to get in such trouble here.
This is a good one here.
Yeah.
My cat loves to hop in bed with me at night. I love on him and scratch his chin, and he's in heaven. As soon as I stop and pick up the iPhone or the iPad and ignore him, whoosh, he's gone and pouting. And yes, he gets probiotics too, because he has funny issues.
Tummy issues.
Tummy issues. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's why they got the cat eating the Activia.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
Wow. All right. So, yes, this is a... It's just a question here when you're worried about... I mean, I believe it would be true. The dog, if you're ignoring them, doing whatever, is going to bother them. But, you know, they got this story out. Your dog's getting depressed because you're on your smartphone. How about... That's fine. That's fine. I guess that's the more interesting story than your children get depressed when you're ignoring them because you're on your smartphone.
Well, I was just going to say my idea for that is that be on your phone as much as you can, but when you pull up in the carpool line, make that the no phone zone. So that you, as you think about it with your kids, they've been away from you 8-9 hours. So okay. So to your children, you have been on the phone the entire time. You've been talking to everybody else.
That's your mom tip here.
Yes, that's my mom tip. That's
because here's what I get. I do the same thing. Number one, because it's required. The few days I drive carpool, it's required. There are mm-hmm. no phones. And I agree with what you're saying. I've heard that mom tip, and I say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's fully engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, how was your day? Okay.
Oh, no. If I've put
I
down
said,
business...
Well, tell me one good thing today. Oh, we had lunch.
Mm-mm.
Tell me about a friend you talked to today. I didn't talk to anybody. I'm done.
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the backstory of that, though. If you're going to engage like that, you've got to know what's going on in their world. And, you know, with mm-hmm. our, you know how it goes. Teachers now are sending out emails. The school sends out updates.
Sure.
They're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So you do your homework so that when they get in the car, you're going to gently encourage that conversation.
I try.
Because if you put down your business to talk to them, there's going to be a chit-chat. There's going to be a chit-chat.
I try. 852, let's go to the phones, and Tara is in Mobile. Hey, Tara.
Hey, good morning. I couldn't resist joining in on this. Diet dog food here is the no-salt green beans, okay? I mean, yeah, I'm not kidding. This is really, you know, you can add this to the dog chow. They love it. Or you can hold it out as treats if you use the, you know, the square cut ones. But... The most important thing that I want to bring up, this is terribly important. Cats next to guys are the biggest football fans you have ever seen. And you don't even have to pick the, you know, you don't even have to move the TV screen down to the floor for them to reach it. They'll jump up to wherever it is. They'll try to catch whatever it is that they see running across the little screen.
There it is. Yeah, it makes sense. Any kind of thing that has a, you know, a ball moving or people moving, the cat will try to, you know, attack. Like, oh, look, these humans are small. I can kill them and eat them.
There you go. You know, it's like, and the dogs, they love soap operas, okay?
Oh,
do they?
Which
one? I could never get any of our dogs ever to watch television. I would get my old lab, who lived to be 16, uh-huh. and would even show in videos that people, we were on some TV shows and hunting with her and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and I'd be like, there you are. She's like, yeah. Like, you couldn't take her head and even at the TV. She looked every other way but there.
There are many people who leave their TVs on when they go to work and they go, you know, out of town so that the pets are not lonely.
So turn on football if you got cats. Turn on soap operas if you got dogs.
There we go. Duly noted, Tara. Thank you. Appreciate that. Then they won't be depressed.
I would love to know the cat's reaction, though, when there's a touchdown. You know, mm-hmm. it's a
throw the hands up.
Yeah, I think the cat's just pretty much trying to figure out how it can eat these small humans.
And you know how every time there's a holiday, we have the AAA. They come out and say going to be the busiest holiday.
Crazy this Thanksgiving.
Yes, get ready for the story in the coming weeks because it happens every Halloween. They say how much money ends up being spent on animals.
Big time.
I just Googled
aww.
That 3 years ago when the story came out. It says Americans will spend $350 million on Halloween. For their pets, I guess $3.
Once again, any question whether we're the greatest nation on planet Earth? Okay. Diet dog food, probiotics.
And dog treats for trick-or-treating.
How much are we spending?
$350 million. And this was 3 years ago when the economy was not doing as well. Imagine now
huge.
How much people are spending on their animals.
I remember one year we put the dog was a hot dog. And it was
nice.
Pretty funny.
No, it was a hot dog on top of him, and you know, and it velcroed underneath his belly. He was not happy.
Which is some of the fun of a costume. It's
makes
especially
you cry.
If
it's
if,
so happy.
Like if you Google cats in costumes, you'll laugh for days because it's good stuff. All right, I want to get a couple things here done before we wrap up. I got a text here, somebody asking what happened in Daphne with the zoning change here. This mm-hmm. was, I think, Taxman was asking earlier. Mm-hmm. Hey, Taxman, the story goes this way from the folks at Fox 10 said some people in Daphne are upset with the city's decision to approve a controversial rezoning proposal. The new development will have restrictions, but that's of little comfort to those who opposed it. Proposed development centers around nearly 2 acres at the end of Daphne Court. Residents have been fighting against it for more than a year, even starting a petition in opposition with nearly 600 signatures. Last night, residents living near Old Town Daphne, or as I called it, Oldie Townie Daphne, were back before the Daphne City Council telling them to vote no for a zoning request for several reasons. They say the developer knew the zoning and restrictions that were in place when the property was purchased. Residents also urge council members to follow the recommendation of the Planning Commission, which voted down the rezoning request 2 times, most recently in July, rejecting it 6-1. There we go. There's a bunch of, you know, person on the street stuff here, so but it I guess they go here. Proposal called for 8 single family homes on the 1.8 acres at the end of Daphne Court. At the last minute, Councilman Ron Scott offered up following motion to the ordinance, motion to adopt the ordinance. They give the number here to rezone certain real property in the city of Daphne as described in the ordinance, blah, 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 to the planned unit development subject to approval by the Planning Commission of a master site plan and detailed development plan, which requires a developer and its successors and or assigns to reserve by, okay, my gosh, this is ridiculous. So there you go. I have no idea what the eventual outcome is, but there's a story. Okay. So Taxman, it's they said the development would also be connected to a townhome development already approved on Highway 98. There would be no access for traffic through Daphne Court or nearby Main Street. But that is the big question about this. I didn't even know that was a thing, so thank you, Taxman. I was not watching that. I am watching Fairhope. It's been interesting here what's going on with the delay now. Instead of today being the day they were going to vote on changing or attempt to change the system, the mayor council system for Fairhope, that has now been moved to November, to the general election date.
Oh, November 6th.
Yep, so there you go. Now, Terry says there's a dog TV channel on DirecTV.
There is. I was going to bring that up, something you can leave on specifically for your dog.
Once again, these are either pages that I did not read in Revelations with signs of the apocalypse, or just proof that this is the greatest nation on earth.
And there's already been a cat TV channel. That's just QVC, because they're always selling the cat toys and things on the, not QVC. What's the shopping channel?
That's
QVC. Home Shopping Network.
Yeah, one of those. Mm-hmm. I know they've just got hour long blocks where they're selling to cat people.
But just as we mentioned,
the cat lady channel.
That's
because
true.
Cat People was a movie for you said that the other day. Natasha Kinski, Google that. Natasha Kinski, 1980s.
You have managed to make so many groups mad this morning.
That's what I do.
I know you do it well. I was just going to say, but what we said in the commercial break, it comes down to this: if you want to spend all oodles and oodles of money on your animals, and you're taking care of your animals, your family, your business, good for you. We were talking about the people who don't have enough money to feed their own family, but yet can do everything for their pets.
Ding,
there's
ding,
an
ding.
Imbalance there.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. So we will continue this conversation, it looks like, on the text line at 343-0106. Also, got Midday Mobile coming your way at noon today. All right. Y'all have a great one.